This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, a day ahead of the Union Budget, today was the economic survey as well, but it didn't feel to cheer the markets at all. So what was the day's trading action like and what are the big cues to watch out for now?
Right. Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, the need to push reforms to boost growth, as highlighted in the economic survey, sort of failed to lift market sentiment. And in fact, Nifty closed below its crucial support of 12,000 on Friday for the first time since January 6th. Now, Sensex Nifty and Nifty Bank posted their first monthly loss since August 2019. In fact, the market breadth was favoring the decline. In fact, advanced decline ratio was at 1:2. Now, the Nifty fell 1.6% in January 2020, that is on a monthly basis. Now, Sensex failed to hold on to that 41,000 mark and witnessed selling pressure in the second half of the trading session. If you have to take it for the week, then Sensex and Nifty were down by over 2% each. And markets will remain open for trading on budget day, that is 1st of February. So if in case we have to, chart the performance, then we have to include Saturday's trading session as well. But so far in the week, the market is down by around about 2%. Now, for Friday, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex dropped 190 points to close at 40,723, while the Nifty 50 ended 73 points lower at 11,962. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in the telecom index, followed by realty, consumer durables, banks, and finance, while a profit taking was visible in CPSE, oil and gas, energy, and metal indices. Now, the broader market performed in line with benchmark indices. In fact, mid cap index fell 0.61%, and the small cap index was down by 0.24%. Now, the Economic Survey 2020 highlighted the importance of reforms in achieving the 5 trillion GDP target. In fact, it guided for the accommodative monetary policy from the central bank and pegged FY21 GDP growth rate at 6 to 6.5%. Now, the survey guided for aggressive divestment target for government PSUs, which led to, sort of a rub-off effect on the S&P BSE CPSE index that fell over 3% and was also the top loser among the thematic indices on the BSE. Now, for India to become a $5 trillion economy, the survey emphasized free market dynamics and trust, conducive policies for entrepreneurship, labor-intensive export plan, and the need to avoid crony capitalism and irrelevant government intervention. Now, the survey also highlighted that the FY20 fiscal deficit may have to be relaxed to support growth and calls for counter-cyclical policies to boost demand. Now, experts feel that a fiscal deficit of 3.8% of GDP is possible in FY20 and possibly 3.5% in FY21. If you look at the top Nifty gainers, and Bharti Airtel, IndusInd Bank, SBI and Kotak Bank were the top Nifty gainers. And in terms of losers, Coal India, Power Grid, Tata Motors and ONG were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, Kshitij, you'd rightly pointed out that it doesn't look like a Friday today because it is, the week is extended and tomorrow we will have the Union Budget. Mm-hmm. However, the economic survey failed to lift the sentiments of the markets today. Let's actually go on to specifics now. In terms of sectors, where were the actions seen today? Also, in terms of specific stocks, where was the maximum volume spike seen?
Right. Well, sectorally, the oil and gas index was down by 2.6%, followed by the energy index that fell 2.3%, and the metal index was down by 2.32%. On the upside, telecom index rose 1.2%, followed by the realty index that was up 1.09%, and the consumer durable index gained 1.08%. Now, volume spike was seen in Coal India, BEL and NTPC, while long build-up was seen in stocks like Century Textile, Jubilant Foodworks and DLF. Short build-up was seen in stocks like BEL, OIL, that is Oil India, Coal India, Power Grid and ONGC. Now, at a time when Nifty failed to hold on to its 12,000 mark and Sensex also fell around about in double digits, or you could say nearly 200 points, as many as 60 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That include names like Dixon Technologies, SRF, Avenue Supermarts, Jubilant Foodworks, PI Industries, etc., among others.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, again, Kshitij, there were a whole lot of other stocks that were in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Kotak Kotak Mahindra Bank first. Now, the share prices advanced nearly 4% today as promoter share sale overhang has ended. Now, apart from this, SBI moved about 2.5% higher after reporting a strong set of earnings in Q3, especially the NII, which beat the analyst estimates. Apart from this, Tech Mahindra also gained about 2% in trade today from the lows after a solid top line beat on the analyst estimates as well. Now, Wipro share prices declined after Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of the company has resigned. Now, apart from this, Shidish, could you really help us understand how the technicals placed at the moment? We've already seen a breach on the Nifty from the 12,000 levels. Where is the Nifty headed from now on, as well as tomorrow, the budget day? What will be the crucial levels to watch out for?
Right. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily candlestick charts. In fact, on the monthly charts, Nifty formed a bearish engulfing pattern, which is slightly more bearish pattern that we've seen on the charts. And with regards to tomorrow, that is Saturday, budget day, any disappointment from the budget event could possibly result in a sell-off in the next trading session, which may force the indices to test its 200 days moving average. In fact, for Nifty, the value is placed on about 11,650 on the upside. In case we do get some momentum, then the upside could remain capped around about 12,272. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, they also say that traders should remain neutral and buy on dips should be avoided as technical outlook for the next couple of months is turning negative. Now, three levels to watch out for on Saturday would be 11,945 and 11,900. That will be your crucial support to watch out for. On the higher side, 12,103 and 12,272 are your critical resistance levels to watch out for.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, then, Shidish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index on the budget day and also the strategy that investors and traders can adopt on the budget session day as well. Now, apart from this, thanks a lot for joining us in this special edition of podcast. We'll see you tomorrow on the budget day after the analysis as well.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.